Blog Talk Radio.
That's right, everybody. You know who it is. Coach Mike Jones on the coach with the most. Coming at you hard from coast to coast. I don't want to boast, but now I got to roast you in my social media posts. You double dose, undiagnosed. You feeling tired, life expired, now you're a ghost. I'll be your host, so won't you raise a toast to the coach with the most, Coach Mike Jones.
Welcome to another edition of Coach Mike Jones Show Podcast. Hey, episode 34 today. Yes, I'm really excited. We got a great guest today. The Warlord of Weird, Sin Bodie, will be on here shortly. Yeah, man, he's had a great career so far. About 24 years experience. Oh, my goodness. He's coached at the WWE PC. Performance Center and taught seminars with Tom Pritchard, and man, it's been great to work with him all over the West Coast, you know. And man, I'm excited to hear from him here in a second. And he's had a great this last year has been really great for him too. He's been on national TV a couple times with AEW and with Penn and Teller. Also, he's become a American citizen and got married. His marriage was one of the greatest marriages I've ever seen. And my God, I was in Vegas there with Jake the Snake, and man, it was great. It's online. You can check it out. Okay, yeah, it's a great day here in the Northwest. Beautiful sunshine. Mariners started yesterday. They beat the Padres in Arizona there. And the Kraken have been doing really great. Also, Portland Trailblazers, looking forward to them this year, you know. They got Chauncey Billups as the coach down there, and a lot of rising stars, you know. So, yeah, let me give Sin a text here. Okay. Yeah, Sign Guy couldn't be on today. I think he's over there in Idaho with Wrestle Club. And, man, things are going really strong here in the Northwest. They got SOS Pro or SOS in Tacoma there at the Edison Square. They got shows monthly, and they got their training center over there, Wild Lyle's over there regularly, Viento. Dean Cooper's one of the trainers over there, and Pitfall Jones. Yeah, it's a really great deal over there. So check it out if you guys get a chance. And then also you got Northwest Pro, man, J.D. Mason has been doing great. Then, of course, Defy Wrestling's on their sixth year now. And, you know, there's all kinds of other ones with CPW, World Underground Wrestling, Timber Pro Wrestling. You got Relentless. There's WAC. Man, I'm forgetting a few, I'm sure. Okay, it looks like we got the Warlord of Weird. How you doing, brother?
I'm good, man. How are you doing? Thanks for having me.
We're doing great, man. It's an honor and pleasure to have you on and to have worked with you in the past. And I already let everyone know that you've had a really great year this last year, getting married, making national TV a few times, being on AEW, becoming a citizen. Man, how's things going?
Everything's going crazy, super crazy. Busy, busy, busy.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I know you're so busy. We really thank you for your time. We're so grateful to have you on, and I'm very glad I've got to work with you in the past.
Anything for the coach.
Thank you, man. I'm so glad I got to work with you in the past and looking forward to working with you in the future, you know. And then, all right, the number one question everyone has is what got you into the crazy world of pro wrestling?
Being stuck in a little farmhouse as a kid with nothing but wrestling on the one channel that I got, the one or two channels that I got, and a stack full of comic books. And wrestling was just sort of like the real-life superheroes from those comic books, so I was kind of hooked.
All right, nice. And then who were some of your heroes growing up, whether it was wrestling, sports, music, ordinary life, or all the above?
All the above. My dad, Bruce Lee, Jake the Snake, Roddy Piper, Buck Rogers, Flash Gordon, Spider-Man. Yeah, there you go.
Right
on. Martin Luther King.
Yeah.
Who else? Let me think. There's too many interesting ones to kind of to go at.
I know. Yeah. I hear you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Elvis, Evel Knievel.
Yes, the King. We listen to Elvis radio nonstop sometimes on Sirius XM. Man, that really helps brighten your day for sure.
Sure does.
All right. Okay. And then a lot of these questions have multiple answers and can take all day. I mean, just like you were saying with the heroes, for example. Okay. But you've worked a few different characters. Let us know about the different characters that you've wrestled with and have been.
I mean, it's always been some kind of version of me. It just, kind of like Undertaker, always being Undertaker, but, you know, he was a mortician and he was a devil and he was a cowboy and he was a biker and he was a cowboy again. And now he's a human, a retired human, you know, but it's still all Undertaker, you know. Same thing with Jericho, whether he's Y2J Jericho or corporate Jericho or, all of his awesome different versions of himself. You know, he always reinvents himself. So kind of like to think like that in just a really unsuccessful sort of a way.
Okay.
I was always sin in some degree. You know, I was devilly sin and cowboy sin and rock and roll sin and clown sin and, you know, strongman sin and, you know, all these different things. Promoter sin.
Freak show sin. And then Kazarni on the WWE. My goodness.
There you go. New church sin, Kazarni sin, you know, lots of stuff, you know.
Yeah, okay. And then what an honor it's been to work with you and be around you and stuff, where to be able to be down at Cauliflower Alley when you got inducted down there, to get to see your speech, get to travel with you to Freak Show Wrestling in California, you know,
with
Kevin Sullivan in Tokyo Monster, you know.
How are those guys?
Oh, man, they're all
doing
good
doing?
As far as I know, yes. I haven't actually talked to them lately, but I do need to get on the phone with them, yes. My goodness.
Okay.
Man, we all get busy and take things for granted sometimes, but yes, this weekend for sure.
Cool.
And same with you. Have you heard from him?
I talk to Kevin here and there. I see Haggis once in a while. I saw him last time I was in Florida.
Okay, yeah, and that was definitely a memorable show for me, the Freak Show Wrestling at Rikishi's Knox Pro Gym there, where I got to get in the ring with Gorge the Clown and myself, got defeated by Jake the Snake, and then you got to wrestle yourself with Taskmaster as the special referee. My goodness.
Yeah, the weirdest man in pro wrestling versus the weirdest man in pro wrestling refereed by the evilest man in pro wrestling. So not a bad evening, I think.
What an honor. I got to get you in the NGW green room that night along with Jake the Snake, D'Lo Brown. And then you also had the Star Trek-themed match with Tokyo Monster was in that. My goodness.
Yeah, craziness. Absolute craziness.
Okay, so what were some of the most memorable matches you've seen and been in?
Oh, man. So there's lots. Probably the least glamorous to anybody listening, but probably the spiritually most fulfilling match that I've ever had was sometimes I do fantasy camp matches in Vegas here, where if you're not a wrestler, but, you know, you're a plumber, a lawyer, you know, just whatever you are, you know, if you kind of go to baseball fantasy camp, a rock and roll fantasy camp, you know, it's like that, except with pro wrestling. So I would take all the hits and keep somebody, you know, safe through a full match and train them for, you know, just show them kind of no more, no less of how to kind of walk through this match. And I'll kind of take all the bumps and hits. And I had a kid come all the way in from England, from Liverpool, and he was autistic. And I'm not a doctor by any means, but I was just kind of thinking, I kind of thought that autistic people weren't big fans of being touched. So how are we going to kind of get through this match? And lo and behold, we did it. We both had some fun, and it was a fun day. And his mom was with him. He was about 21 or so. And his mom was kind of in tears afterwards and said, I've never seen him have that much physical contact or smile that much with anybody ever. And I want to say he's like, he had more contact with you in that one day than his, you know, than his therapist had had with him in 2 years. And I thought that was pretty cool. And later on, you know, when they had returned, she sent me an email saying that was his favorite day ever. So I was responsible for somebody's favorite day ever. I think that weighs heavier than any championship gold. So I will take that. And I know it's not a glamorous answer, but it's the most honest, sincere answer I can give.
Right.
As far as just to sort of placate the fans wanting more of a candy answer, you know, I would have to say wrestling with Jake the Snake and Gangrel were always two of my favorite things to do. Having a Michael Jackson knife fight with Gangrel where we were taped at the hands. So we were tethered together and we're both armed with machetes. So that, you know, when you're strapped to a 280-pound vampire and you're armed with a machete, that's a good time.
Oh, my goodness.
You know.
You guys look up the Freak Show Wrestling. It's the greatest stuff in the world. My goodness.
I have a ton of finished episodes in the can that I never put on YouTube because when I was doing Freak Show, like now I know how to edit videos and all that stuff, but back in the day I didn't. I had other people kind of being camera guys, and it wasn't when everybody had cameras on their phones. You know, we'd have, you know, little tapes of this and this and have to splice it together and edit it and download it and blah, 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 blah. And excuse me while I sip my coffee here. So, you know, anytime I got an editor, it was kind of on their dime and time. You know, so sometimes that was very difficult to make happen. But when I kind of, you know, when I kind of finally figured out how to edit that stuff, you know, humor sort of changed. Humor has kind of become illegal these days. I kind of think the humor of Freak Show Wrestling would probably get us all canceled these days. So I kind of thought it was maybe better.
Jeez,
left in the vault.
I'd like to leave it
in the vault until humans come to their common sense and know it's okay to laugh again.
Okay, yeah, that's true, yes, okay. Okay, right on.
So when humans are ready to laugh again and let their guard down and just enjoy and just be able to make fun of themselves and have fun again, then I will unleash a whole crap ton of stuff on the interesting net.
Okay, because, yes, we have to put a lid on it because having too much fun is against the rules. Okay.
Yes, totes.
Okay,
absolutely.
And then – what about some of the other most memorable matches that you've been in?
Let's see. Well, Oh, there's just so darn many. Well, actually, the most recent match I had was last week. I wrestled PCO, and that was a lot of fun. So I think people were expecting, you know, monster versus monster, and I'm pretty sure that's what they got. So that was a fun bit. And I've known him for a long time, and so it's cool to get down with a monster that can go. That's nice.
Yes, definitely. I seen your three-way match a couple years back in the Northwest, PCO, you, and Ethan HD. That was a classic.
Yep.
So, yes, I could only imagine.
Yeah, it was that was a fun match. Ethan HD is a good wrestler. PCO is, total monster, lives up to all the hype, and is a good dude. Which I don't know if fans want to hear about
ones.
That. I don't know if they want to hear how nice a monster is for realsies, but
yeah,
he is.
True. Yeah. Hey, I got a couple of ones the fans need to check out. Yours versus your feuds versus Hammerstein and then Funny Bone. My goodness.
Okay.
Those are off the charts.
Yeah, both those guys are fun to play with for sure.
And the other thing about it is, both those guys are like some of the toughest people in the world, in my opinion, is you handle those guys almost easily. You make things look easy. You're so smooth out there, brother.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, they're both two tough cookies, no doubt. But I'm still standing, so there you go. We
exactly.
just Hammerstone and I just wrestled in. It's funny. Let's talk about that. You'll laugh at this. So Hammerstone and I, we've known each other for a long time, and we're buddies from the road, no doubt. And we've been on plenty of shows together. And he was always that guy, always wanting to get better, always asking questions. And he worked for me at Freaks of Wrestling quite often. And he's just as of recently, he was the longstanding Future Stars of Wrestling champ in Las Vegas here, where I am the head coach. And so we've been tangling pretty good at PCW Ultra in California, which is an awesome, awesome show. If you, the fans listening, haven't seen it, go check it out. It is amazing. I mean, they always have top-notch talent. And by the way, a disclaimer, this interview will be interrupted by barking and chickens clucking and whatever, because my dogs like to bark at every damn thing that drives by. I just moved to a little kind of country ranch, and anything that drives by, my dogs want to destroy.
Not to mention, you probably got almost a zoo there. How many different animals do you got?
Oh, man, I got dogs, cats, I got snakes, tortoises, I got a couple of 10-foot boas, I got a 100-pound tortoise that's about 50 years old. He's actually smashing around in my kitchen right now because it's too cold to let him outside. We just moved about an hour outside of Vegas, about 20 minutes outside of Death Valley, and so I'm surrounded by snow-capped mountains and high desert right now, so we got chickens clucking and, wrestlers, interviewing and kids and wives barking and squawking. This is a loud ass household. So there you go.
Yeah, and then
cats, dogs, wild animals are in this house all over the darn place.
And what a blessing that is, because you just moved there in the last year, right? And you've been a city guy like most of your life, or at least most of your wrestling career, right?
Yeah, I just moved out of Vegas. And we lived in the Keep Suite house. It was Warren Jeff's Las Vegas compound. He's in jail for life. He was the guy from the Netflix Keep Suite. I never met him. I didn't rent from him. He had this place before I got it, and it's owned by this really wonderful old timey baseball player who has different properties across Las Vegas and elsewhere. And so we rented it from him for the longest time, for about 8 years. We just moved out of there. So we literally, that place looked like
every bad guy's lair in every episode of the A-Team. Like, it was a little compound.
Okay.
You know, you could.
Awesome.
But times are
okay,
changing
nice.
And the city craziness is getting too close. What's that?
Oh, I was going to say, man, well, every question I got seems like a burning question, and I know your time is valuable, and I'm hoping I can get the hour that we usually get, but how much time do you got today? Well, an hour at least? Okay, cool.
Yeah, I can do about an hour.
Okay, cool. Now, hey, like I said, with the burning questions, my God, you let everybody know what you're such the entrepreneur. Let everybody know just what kind of stuff you do. I mean, you got those action figures, for example.
Oh, yeah, I'm actually working on some right now. I just took a break to do the interview. I'm actually working on an order right now. So if anybody remembers those rubber LJNs from the 80s, those were sort of the stuff of my childhood. And I kind of, over the pandemic, when we couldn't do anything, when our loving governments across the world wouldn't allow us to leave our homes and some such, you know, I had to feed my family somehow. So hobby kind of turned to a side hustle, and I refurbish, and now I kind of sculpt my own versions of those sort of 8-inch wrestlers from the 80s, except I'll make, like, new ones, new old ones, you know, stuff that maybe people didn't make before that fans and collectors would like, you know. So they're in that kind of comparable style to those LJNs is what they're called, those basically those rubber 8-inch wrestlers from the 80s, which make awesome foreign objects, by the way. If you really have a good buddy that you need to pistol whip, those toys will do the trick.
Nice. Okay.
I'm surprised the indie wrestlers clobber each other with those things, because those things are brutal. But anyway, long story short, I'm just messing around. But to your point about you know, doing all this stuff. So, you know, I'll custom make these toys. You know, I'll make indie wrestlers. I get a lot of like indie wrestlers' wives wanting to surprise their husbands with. An LJN of themselves, or I'll just get collectors saying, hey, could you make me a so-and-so? Like right now I'm making Tiger Chung-Li and Mr. Fuji. And that's what's on my computer right now being designed. And, you know, so there's lots of projects. And I've got a whole bunch of indie guys on the table here ready for my wife to pack up and ship out. She does all that stuff. I make them and she ships them. And then, but yeah, when I'm not doing that, I'm doing wrestling seminars, wrestling shows, I do tattoos, I do those fantasy camp matches, I do, you know, match reviews for wrestlers, you know, or we'll sit down and we'll watch a match together online, you know. Like I'll do that sometimes at the school and my students would just random matches from whenever, like something from the 80s or something from just whatever. But I'll do a lot of match reviews with indie guys so I can kind of give them the little coaching tidbits, you know, which is really cool to see some of the young guys and girls wanting to get better and not just realize, yeah, if they know how to do a flip, that's the end of the world, not the end of the world, you know. See a lot of guys and girls that think I can do a fancy flip. That's all I need to know, which is.
And then thank you for sharing those on lives most of the time, too. We appreciate that, man. It's nice for everyone to get to see that.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure.
And then, my goodness, not to mention you were everything you do, you're one of the greatest in the world as far as I'm concerned. Not to mention your drawing. You're one of the greatest artists in the world.
Oh, thanks, man. I appreciate that. You should be my publicist.
I'm ready. And then not to mention another reason to hire this guy. This guy makes the greatest videos for, like, promos. But just for the Northwest, his matches in the Northwest, just the videos he's made for there are some of the greatest of all time. He made one for the last match I wrestled in Auburn, Washington at S&S Best Auto. They had us come down there for a fan appreciation show. I had the real school army with myself, Short Sleeve Samson, Wild Lyle, and Sin Bodhi. And we wrestled the five most wanted with Billy Blade and Sean Casey, along with Smalls from Ohio over there. What a great day that was. You know, and then you made that video for the for that show. And remember you told me, you said, I posted and it got 1,000 likes in an hour or something crazy like that.
Yep. Yes, sir.
So, yes, your videos are some of the greatest, too. Okay, and then how do people get a hold of you?
My social media is all Sinn Bodhi, S-I-N-N-B-O-D-H-I, on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You can just send me a message there, and I'm happy to take care of you.
Okay. All right, and did you play sports in high school or growing up?
Martial arts, mostly, for the most part. I was actually like a bouncer and a bodyguard and did all that kind of stuff back in the day.
Okay,
so that kind
yeah,
of helped.
That was what
that kind of gave me
my follow-up question. My follow-up question to that is, what's your self-defense background? So,
well, my dad was like a ranked fighter when I was a kid, and so I got to kind of learn around all sorts of different, you know, champions from here and there, and you know, a year with this guy, 2 years with that guy, 6 months with this guy, a year with this guy, you know, stuff like that.
Okay.
So that came in pretty valuable.
Speaking of you being the best, dude, your punches are some of the best in the business. My goodness.
Oh, I appreciate that. Well, I've thrown enough of them in. I'm sorry?
I was going to say all your
Hello?
Theatrics are the best. My goodness. I'm here. You hear me?
Oh, I appreciate
Hello?
That.
Nice. Okay, cool. All right, so who are some of your favorite people to work?
I definitely have to say Jake the Snake or Gangrel. They were always a lot of fun. Jake was, you know, my guy growing up, and then we became awesome pals. You know, we're awesome pals to this day. He literally officiated my wedding. So
yeah.
He is definitely...
And then-
He's definitely, you know, a good buddy of mine to this day.
Nice.
But, yeah, but being in the ring with Jake, I mean, you know, what's not to like, you know?
Exactly. I told people before you got on, your wedding also was, like, in the top 10 weddings I've ever seen. And that people can check it out online, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's on my...
Exactly. All right, yes.
My,
and then, hey, another thing, man, you are the most hardest workers, not just in everything you do, but hardest workers in the pro wrestling business. For example, like when you wrestled that show in Auburn for us on a Saturday in the daytime. Check this out, guys. He had just wrestled in Florida the night before, got on the plane after the match in Florida, came to Washington State, didn't even get to take a nap. He came straight to the show in Washington in Auburn. After that, I had him truck to Bremerton, Washington to take on Ron Von Hess the same day on Saturday to be brought to Portland the following day. I mean, you are one of the hardest workers in the business.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you, sir.
Nice. Okay, and then let me see. Who were some of your toughest opponents in wrestling?
Well, I think maybe that's a good one. Maybe Road Warriors or Ahmed Johnson. You know, Steiner Brothers. Those guys are all tough as nails.
Okay.
That's why I think I have a leg up on guys like Hammerstone and Funny Bone, like you said. Like, they're super tough, yeah, for sure. But I think, like, I came up wrestling T-Rexes, you know. So nowadays, even the big guys are kind of little guys compared to what I wrestle. I mean, you know, between wrestling, you know, Road Warriors and Steiner Brothers and, you know, King Kong Bundy and Viscera and, you know, Jake the Snake, and just the list goes on and on and on, these big monsters, human beings. You know, then suddenly when you're wrestling a guy like Funny Bone or Hammerstone, who are both amazing, but suddenly, you know, it's not so scary. So I think, you know, if you're a young indie guy and you're saddled up in your fancy, sparkly, kick pads and undies and you're staring across from Hammerstone or Funny Bone, you should be scared, but I think it's the rare time that they step in the ring that they should be scared.
Exactly. All right, yes. And then, man, it's been an honor and pleasure to work with you throughout the years. Got to be on the Jim Rose Circus versus Jake the Snake Roberts tour with you. When you were up
in
the Northwest here, where you went to Seattle, Portland, Kennewick, Idaho, and getting to be on a few of those shows with you. And like at the Kennewick show, only myself, Keith Atkins, and Ronnie Angel showed up, but we still put on a great show with only you guys and three indie wrestlers.
Yeah, I thought so. I thought it was.
And then what an honor, another honor I got to train. We basically got to train with you and Jake before the shows, getting ready for the shows. So, my goodness,
yes,
those were such great days. And then having to do this, getting to do the show in Seattle there with a packed house and the show box. Oh, my God.
What?
Those are the days.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Heck, yeah.
Have you talked to Jim Rose?
Absolutely.
Have you talked to Jim Rose?
Not lately. He's a bit of a recluse. A message once in the blue moon on you know, our social media, like my private messages and stuff like that.
Okay, and then last we heard he moved to...
I hope he's doing well. What now?
Last we heard he moved to France, didn't he?
I don't know. I haven't, talked to him in just a little while, so I'm not sure.
Oh, okay. All right. And then one of the top questions on Turnbuckle Turmoil that I'm honored to be a co-host with Sign Guy, and then Sign Guy usually is on my show, but he's busy today, is... What is your favorite coffee to drink?
Oh, you know what? I'm a bit of a mad scientist when it comes to my coffee. I do all sorts of weird stuff when left to my own devices with my coffee. So I will put just in a regular old coffee, I like to put lots of almond milk or oat milk and a lot of honey. But I do all sorts of weird stuff. Like I'll put protein powder in my coffee. I will... put a little tiny scoop of, you know, peanut butter and jelly, like on a spoon, and stir my coffee with that just to give it a little kind of interesting. I do all sorts of crazy stuff with my coffee. I'm a weirdo with my coffee. So, there you go.
Okay.
Maybe I'm just a weirdo
another
all around,
honor
I suppose.
Was,
I guess that's...
Another honor was getting to bring Kevin Sullivan down to your training school to have a seminar back when you got inducted that same year at Cauliflower Alley. Who else do you have coming up for seminars at your school?
We've got it pretty loose right now. That's a good question. You know what? I'm going to have to talk to the promoter about that and ask. I think they just had Davey Richards in. We have a lot of different people. We had a lot more before the pandemic, and then kind of lightened up on that, but last big ones we had was we had a double whammy of Hacksaw Jim Duggan and Million Dollar Man, but we've had everybody from Matt Hardy to Hurricane to MVP to Gangrel to just the list goes on and on and on and on.
Okay, yes, nice. And you got some of the best trainers in the world down there at your school. Tell the fans who are some of your trainers.
Oh, we sure do. Jake isn't in there so much now because he's over in Atlanta, but myself, Kenny King, sometimes D'Lo Brown, Kiki Taro used to always be in there, but I think he's got some things to handle over in Japan right now. And then TJP. And then one of our students, Chris Bay, who is now on Impact, he helps out sometimes. And then we got some local guys that are pretty darn good, you know, that we trained initially. And so it's a really good place. Had a lot of people like stop in. Cody Diener from Violence by Design just stopped by the other day just to kind of visit me. We're longtime good brothers, and you know, everybody from Jerry Lynn to just the list goes on and on. I mean, from Ricky Steamboat, Jake the Snake, you name it. They've taught seminars at my school.
Awesome. Okay, yes. And then what do you guys got coming up down there?
We've got a bunch of casinos coming up, casino shows coming up. We do the Future Sock shows, which are the in-studio shows at our school, which is a really, really nice TV taping setup. All my students are at the Impact tapings right now in Las Vegas at Sam's Town. So all my, like my ring and my students, everybody are over there right now. Future Stars of Wrestling is Impact's go-to company when they come into town. And I'm very proud of everybody involved. And again, we've got some of our guys and girls that are on these bigger shows, you know, that have come out of our school. I'm super proud of, you know, like at Impact, it's Jay Vidal and Chris Bay, you know, and then we've got our Zoe Starks and our Karrion Crosses, and just the list goes on and on and on. Lots of people,
okay,
lots of places.
All right, and then that's for your school and all that, but what about you? What do you got coming up personally?
I'll be wrestling in Florida again soon, and where am I going? Denver, Colorado pretty soon. I keep pretty busy. I'll be back in L.A. shortly, and whether I get to mix it up again with Hammerstone, we'll see. Oh, that's what I was going to do. I remember I lost track before. I was going to tell you something silly about that PCW show. So me and Hammerstone, who else was in there? Schaff and Jacob Fatu, we did what they billed as the Ultra Vault, which was this giant steel cage, you know, smothered and covered in weapons. And we all tore into each other pretty good. And I literally lit Hammerstone on fire with fireworks, did all sorts of, all sorts of stuff. I mean, all sorts of evil stuff to him. And then the last show we went back and, you know, in all of my evil genius, whatever you want to call it, silly stuff, you know, I thought, Hammerstone's one of the few guys that I actually respect. Like, I like a lot of dudes. But I kind of think more guys than not are, and this is not built the way they used to be built. This is the nicest way I can kind of put it. But I think Hammerstone
exactly,
is definitely good
true.
For the business.
Okay, yeah.
You know, I think
old
he's
school,
great
baby.
For the business. You know, what?
Old
What's
school,
that?
Excuse me, yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's just a man's man,
okay.
And right or wrong, I don't want to get anybody all upset about saying it like that. I just mean it the way I mean it. I mean it nicely. I don't mean it to sound like a dick. I love my industry enough just to kind of keep honest. You know, so I just think, like, out of all the neat styles and cool things, whatever, you know, I'm a big fan of all styles of wrestling. I'm a student of the game, you know, so I'm not a crotchety old-timer guy where I don't like this and I don't like that, what the kids are doing, not anything like that. I just prefer to see big old dudes beat the crap out of each other. I don't want to see kids beating up each other and, you know, whatever. And so anyway.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
So yeah.
Okay.
So
another thing I want
to
tell. Okay, excuse me. Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry. Just going to say, so I had this idea where, you know, we had tore into each other with weapons. I kind of wanted to go the total other way and challenge him to sort of like just a pure fight, not a pure wrestling match or anything, but just like a mano-a-mano, no weapons. I promise not to use any weapons. And let's just see who could beat the shit out of each other, you know, with our bare hands. And so Hammerstone was game, you know, he was cool, but all the fans, they just wanted to see us kick the crap out of each other with weapons, and it just kind of made me giggle, because, like, as soon as I said that promo, they just booed, like, they wanted to see weapons, but, you know, I just wanted to see how it went, and to Hammerstone's credit, I mean, we're both alive, so it was...
Oh yeah.
You know, it was a bit of a stalemate, we got double counted out, and the fans were irate that we didn't... that somebody didn't tap or somebody didn't, you know, get pinned or whatever. So it was one of those things, but I promise to never as crazy as ever again. I thought, like, I just wanted to see, like, how's this going to go, you know? And
exactly.
The fans just wanted to see weapons. So I was like, okay. So, you know, they want us just to resort to that kind of violence. Well, I'm happy to sink to their you know, debaucherous needs.
Well, you always give the fans what they want. My goodness. Oh, my goodness. And then,
well, I didn't that day. I didn't that day. I was kind of giggling about it because I was just like, usually do, but I was just sort of dead set on doing this. And then just made me laugh that they were so pissed out. No matter, like, we beat the shit out of each other in a pretty ominous way, but the fans still, they just want to see those weapons. So, next time. Next time.
And then another thing. I want to let the fans know we've got lots of footage that we were blessed to work with you in the Real School Army with our mentor Taskmaster Kevin Sullivan, our manager Hank Miller, and so you guys can check Sin Bodhi and myself out on the NGW Green Room in the Real School Army on Facebook and YouTube. And then also, you know, we love to do interviews with people, so you're welcome to send your students our way to get interviews. And then the same thing when we make it down to Vegas, we want to come down to your school and interview some of your students in you again.
Sure. No problem.
Okay. And then also, man, how exciting to see you on AEW. Let everyone know about that.
It was a fun experience. Hopefully I get to go back yeah, I mean, you know what? It's funny. To want to wrestle different guys, you know, for different reasons. You know, as a coach, there's guys that want to wrestle. Just for creativity, there's guys that want to wrestle, you know, this, that, and the other. But it just depends. I think, you know, I think the guy I would like to wrestle there the most is Jon Moxley. And not because, you know, no disrespect or whatever, but everybody says he's this big hardcore whoop-de-doo and he's this tough guy. That's great, but again, I'm pretty sure I've been in rings with guys that make him look like Hornswoggle, so I think I would enjoy I'd enjoy to sort of be the Grinch and burst his bubble for everybody.
Exactly.
I think that would be a lot of fun.
I think that's a great match to get booked in the Northwest, too. Hey, I got a goal right there. There it is. Book you two. That's the match to be seen. My goodness.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that would be fun. And give him something like, you know, he fights a lot of guys that I don't know are so comfortable in his style of shenanigans. So I guess what I'm trying to say is, I think it would be a whole different thing if he actually wrestled somebody that he's, you know, in the style that he's always squawking about.
Exactly. And, you know, the word that came up to me before you said that was, that's a whole nother world. Exactly.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, yeah. And then your other national TV appearances with Penn and Teller, man, that was awesome seeing you on there.
Oh, thanks, dude.
You know
that.
To get recognized and let the fans know about that.
We did Penn and Teller's Fool Us, and it was filmed when there still wasn't a live studio audience, just due to COVID, and so, I mean, my audience was Penn and Teller, and I'm always kind of keeping one eye on my audience, you know, and so I kept in my sights the whole time, and they really enjoyed what we did, and me and my buddy Shocker, one of the Freaks of Wrestling OGs, and afterwards, off camera, of course, they said out of all the things that they've ever, you know, kind of been duped by or whatever, like they've never been duped on that show, I don't think. And they said, we were pretty close right there. Like, we just kind of took a shot in the dark of how you guys did what you did. And they're like, but we really weren't entirely sure about it. So I took that as a massive compliment that we had kind of duped Penn and Teller pretty good and remained buddies to this day. And it's kind of cool, especially Teller.
we have like some, we have both have a lot of mutual friends, and like Ward Hall, who was the guy, the circus barker from the Katharney videos, he passed away a little while ago, and we were exchanging, you know, fond memories of him. Ward was a wonderful guy, rest his soul. And so, you know, we kind of just, we had a lot of like interests, and, you know, and we just got along great.
Awesome. Okay,
it's
and I got a couple
day,
questions.
Some of the people that call me on my phone, it's just the weirdest thing sometimes. My wife is like, that's never not weird. You know, like, especially, you know, people always end up calling me while I'm like in the bathroom. I can't not answer the phone, you know. So Karen's like, what are you doing in there? I'm like, I'm talking to Jimmy Hart, or I'm talking to Kevin Sullivan, or I'm talking to Road Warrior Animal, or I'm talking to Teller, or I'm talking to somebody.
Yeah.
They're like, do they know you're pooping?
Exactly.
I'm like, no, they don't, and they don't need to know.
All right, I did get a couple fan questions here. One is from one of your biggest fans, Jason Amos, otherwise known as Sign Guy, the host of Turnbuckle Turmoil, a referee here in the Northwest, and even steps in the ring once in a while. He has a few questions for you. He wanted to know, why did you betray Tex Thompson and join White Collar Inc. at the Tiger Grange Hall in Oregon in 2010?
Well, Tex was asking for it, and he asked it, he shall receive.
Okay, exactly. And then his other question is, how did you like working for Hoosier Pro Wrestling earlier in your career?
I think every place that I worked was always a learning experience and always, was valuable to learn. You know, the day you stop learning is the day you shouldn't be doing what you're doing.
For sure, yes. And then one from Darth Carter wants to know what your favorite fruit pie is.
That's a good question. I would say I'm a cherry pie guy. But
okay.
There's always room for pecan pie. There's always room for pumpkin pie. There's always room for key lime pie.
Yes,
there's always
definitely.
Room for a lot of, always, there's room in my life for a lot of pie.
Okay, nice. All right, what are some of your suggestions for people?
I used to have these funny verbal jousts with Kid Cash. We would argue, like, playfully, just messing around, but I think we would scare the heck out of the waitresses and waiters and patrons in the restaurant because we would argue about pecan pie. He would say, it's not called pecan pie, man. It's pecan pie, you damn Canadian.
Yeah.
And I'd say, no way, it's pecan pie, you damn hillbilly. And we'd argue back and forth, and we're just like messing around, just being silly because we're buddies. People would just look at us, and they'd see the way, you know, both of us looked, and they were just like, oh, boy, I hope these guys don't throw down in here because of their mutual like for pecan pie.
For sure, you know. And then, hey, what are some of your suggestions for people wanting to get into the business?
Find the right school. You get what you pay for. Don't worry about finding something that's close because it's a convenience. Find something that's good.
Definitely. And then
if you don't recognize the people that are teaching from TV, probably not a good idea. It's not always the case, but mostly the case.
What are some of the other schools besides your school that you would suggest? And then let people know about your school, too.
There's a lot of wonderful schools across the board. You just got to hunt them down, you know. I think,
Okay.
Justin Rhodes has a school. Dr. Tom and Kane have a school. Ricky Morton has a school. I'm not sure if Lance Storm still has a school or not. Truth Martini has a school. Cody Hawk has a school. Al Snow, Gangrel is in Miami with a school. Sean Spears has a place in Florida as well. Jay Lethal. But as far as old school dudes, you can't go wrong with Dr. Tom, and not too far away from there is Ricky Morton, and not too far away from there is Al Snow.
So if you're not anywhere near Vegas, then those are my three first choices for you, for whomever.
Okay, awesome. And then speaking of being trained, my goodness, your trainers are some of the top in the world. Jake the Snake Roberts, Dr. Tom Pritchard, Dusty Rhodes, Ron Hutchinson, Rip Rogers, and Al Snow, to name a few.
Yep.
You want to speak on your training?
Well, you can't get any better than that. You know, those guys are a dying breed. So I highly recommend if you get a chance to learn under one of those guys' learning trees, then do it, because it will be invaluable.
And what an awesome thing Dusty Rhodes said about you. Tell the fans who you recognized him of.
Dusty Rhodes had referred to me as the second coming of Kevin Sullivan, which I'll take. I'll take that as a compliment.
Nice. Yes. Yeah. And, of course, you've been able to train people down at the WWE Performance Center and with Tom Pritchard and Kane School and also Ricky Morton School, Al Snow's OVW and Gangrel's Asylum, not to mention Hulk Hogan and Nasty Boy School and then Jake the Snake Roberts School. My goodness, what a list.
Yep. Well,
all right.
I'm the Bull Durham of professional wrestling these days, I think is what it kind of boils down to. So it's
sure,
sort of my lot
know,
in life to kind of go around to shows and kind of smooth out local talent, you know, give them little tips and all that kind of stuff.
Yes, when Sin Bodhi's in town, definitely don't miss that. And then let us know a little bit about the Guinness World Records Unleashed.
So I am in the Guinness Book of World Records. I'm actually at a tie, and I'm kind of pissed off about that because I didn't really like how those judges went about things. I thought it was pretty dodgy. I don't mind saying that out loud. I respect the tradition of Guinness World Records, but I wasn't a fan of those judges. And so they had tied me for most watermelons cut with a ninja sword on a bare human belly.
Wow.
And I want to say that the number was, I think my initial number was like, it was either 52 or 54. It was a long time ago. But I want to say they only counted like 48 of them. And then another dude had gotten 48. And I said, well, my 52 trumps 48. And they said, well, there was a couple of them that weren't fully cut as they slid off of the belly. And, I mean, keep in mind, I'm cutting melons on this tiny little woman who was my girlfriend at the time. She was like a Cirque du Soleil kind of a performer. She was a Motley Crue dancer. So she was just a tiny little thing. And so I was trying to – and then I did it again with one of my good buddies from GWAR, Techno Destructo. He's one of the OGs, one of the creators at GWAR. Did it on him as well.
Sweet.
Different times. And I had my lovely assistants, Mindy Robinson and Masumi Max, helping kind of load my melons. They were my melon loaders, so there's got to be some ridiculous jokes in there somewhere. But anyway, they're like, well – yeah, well, we kind of put it at 48 because then the other guy is 48, and then we can come back to season two or three or whatever it was to break the tie. And I thought, well, that sounds like a bunch of horse shit. You know, that sounds like some, you know, that sounds like a work to me or whatever. So I was not a fan of that. If they had smart me up to it going into it, sure. But to not just take the legit count – and instead trying just to kind of hunt for ratings, I kind of thought, well, that's got sports entertainment written all over it, which I'm down with sports entertainment, but I'd like to be a willing participant in it, not a pawn.
Yeah, and then that made me forget a little bit about, my God, you were in the Jim Rose Circus Tour. My goodness, that's some of the craziest stunt show or stuntman acts of nature, freaks of nature deals there was, and on top of you were already your own professional in that situation yourself. My goodness, I can only imagine.
Yeah, it was a pretty crazy time. I think, you know, everybody says, hey, did you make the most money when you worked at WWE? And I did not. I made the most money on shows working for the Jim Rose Circus. I actually,
wow, okay, yes.
the biggest audience I ever worked in front of was actually being a wrestling strongman for the Jim Rose Circus in Sturgis back in the day.
Wow.
And there was about 100,000 people in the audience. We were opening for Guns N' Roses, and the cheers and everything from 100,000 people is deafening. It was damn
wow.
Awesome, I can tell you.
And yeah, man, the people just loved you guys and loved your shows. And then, like I said, you were such a pro in the stuntman, crazy stunt maneuvered situation. Did you even learn anything at the Jim Rose Circus from those guys of all the crazy shit they did?
Yeah, I learned a lot from Jim Rose and all the Jim Rose performers, and I'd like to think it was mutual. Jim is as wily as you can get. He's definitely a slick mofo, no doubt. I hope he's doing
okay,
well.
Okay, I know we're running down. Your time is money, brother. I really appreciate it. I know we only got a few minutes left. I want to continue on your TV movie resume. My goodness, Full Moon Productions, various Star Trek, Las Rages Fest, starring Rob Zombie and America's Got Talent, just to name a few.
Yep.
How was Star Trek?
Actually, Freak Show Wrestling actually opened for Rob Zombie at the Las Rages Festival in Vegas a couple years back.
Wow, that must have been quite the thing. How's it working with him?
It was great. It was a packed festival. It was super fun. It was awesome.
Okay, because they got quite the freaks with those guys too, right?
Yes, they do.
And then you're also with your producing and directing credits for Freak Show Wrestling and Lucha Libre Las Vegas. My goodness, quite the resume. So, hey, what else would you like to plug and promote?
Got to the Tacos and Tamale Festival coming up in Las Vegas. I'll be traveling a bunch of different states between now and the next little while. Just stay on my social media for all the posters and show updates. I'll be in California for 3PW pretty soon. I'll be back in Colorado. I'll be back in LA. I'll be back in Florida. I got lots of stuff going on. And weirdly, I just completed all the stuff and to my American citizenship. So pretty soon, once my passport is in my little grubby little clown paws, I will go visit my parents and my little brother for the first time since the beginning of the pandemic.
Awesome. Man, I'm proud of you for that. What an honor to have you as an American citizen and as a friend and as a coworker. Everything
honors
you do for wrestling.
Honors all mine.
I wish you all the luck in the world and your family. You got a very talented family. We appreciate your time. Thank you so much, brother.
Oh, you're welcome, Coach. Anytime, my friend. Well, you guys have a great day, and I will catch you on down the road.
All right, see ya. All right,
shameless outro plug. Anybody that wants to order any of those custom LJNs, just send me a message. Or if you want to do a tape review, a match review of one of your matches, I'll break it down for you and hopefully give you a different perspective than you might not have saw otherwise. But anyway, if you want something, just shoot me a message. Promoters, you want me to wrestle or you want me to do a seminar, shoot me a message. Otherwise, everybody have a great and wonderful day wherever you are.
Appreciate it, man. The Warlord of Weird, thank you. All right, guys. Appreciate it. What a great interview today. Man, we're so honored and grateful to have Sin Bodhi on today. Looking forward to the Mariners will be playing here shortly. Beautiful day out, about ready to go out and exercise with my girl and my dog. Thanks so much. Going to see my grandkids this weekend. And we got Turnbuckle Turmoil tomorrow with myself and Sign Guy at 1 o'clock Pacific. Thanks a lot, everyone. Love you and appreciate it.
That's right, everybody. You know who it is. Coach Mike Jones on the coach with the most. Coming at you hard from coast to coast. I don't want to boast, but now I got to roast you in my social media posts. You double dose, or diagnose. You feeling tired, life inspired, now you're a ghost. I'll be your host, so won't you raise a toast to the coach with the most, Coach Mike Jones.
I better do my plugs. You can check me out at Coach Mike Jones, the coach with the most. Coach Mike Jones on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter. Don't forget to check out the Real School Army and the NGW Green Room for hundreds of interviews from celebrities all over the world. Also, the Coach Mike Jones Show podcast every Saturday at noon Pacific, and the Turnbuckle Turmoil on 1 Pacific on Sundays. And then if you need any work done in the Northwest here, no job too big or small, for A-plus, Payless, Handyman Services, 10% cheaper than any written estimate, 15% cheaper for seniors and military, and they are licensed, insured, and bonded. Don't forget, A-plus, Payless, Handyman Services. Thanks a lot. We love you guys so much. Appreciate all your feedback and all your input.